Hello, people. Here we are again, raring to go from our new digs, a brief stroll away from a magnificent marshland. Today, three poems, one about my sometimes less than sanguine feelings about the month of January, one about my slippery enthusiasm for all things marshland, and one I could call January ambivalence, but I don't. First, Drab January. Drab January, a slow-witted, inarticulate month, unable to engage in any meaningful conversation. Hillside trails muddy and mumbling, exhausted evergreens and leafless, deciduous trees, all the same disheartening old TV gray. Drab January, no snow to decorate the somber woods, just rain after rain filling the creeks, overflowing the banks, rising to the tops of the tallest trees, soaking our spirits to the bone, over and over and over again. Drab January, like an old iron horse locomotive roaring through one prairie town after another in the middle of a winter night, flattening pennies children leave on the tracks, which they will collect in the morning and put in a jar with agates and marbles and bottle caps, mementos to be kept on a closet shelf and forgotten. Drab January, crows gathering in mobs high above woods and fields, mocking our gloom. Drab January, month of my birth. Whose idea was that? When I go walking in the natural world, my mind sometimes becomes a swirl with existential questions. Life and death, good and evil, the nature of consciousness. But sometimes, all questioning just comes to a stop. Here's a poem called No Questions. A day at the marsh with a little dog, frogs and juncos and sparrows and Canada geese, stink of cow shit from the pasture just over the fence, patches of slick mud on the trail, balls of mistletoe high in the bare branches of winter oaks, tangled thickets where quails rest. All over the ground, rotting oak galls and shiny buckeyes, desiccated blackberries still clinging to their thorny stems. The little dog goes nuts for all the smells he doesn't get at home and drags me zigzagging along the trail. This is beautiful to me, this brownness and grayness and earthiness, this chill, drenched, leafless, stripped-down landscape. My hands and feet are cold. I am crooning animal songs. I am croaking with the frogs and honking with the geese. I am slipping and sliding through mud. I am laughing and singing to the little dog. On days like this, at places like this, I have no questions. My ambivalence about the month of January is what this next poem addresses. Often too cold, too wet, too long, and sometimes exquisitely beautiful. The poem is called High Above a Douglas Fir. High above a Douglas fir, a hawk is crying its heart out. It is January, not the brightest jewel in the annular necklace. Treacherous mud everywhere. One slippery misstep could mean a broken hip. Is the hawk's cry a mating call? Is it not too early in the year for that rigmarole? Several crows are responding to the hawk with corvid obscenities and threats. I once saw a hawk in a pine tree slowly dismembering and eating a crow. In the branches above the hawk were 100 crows making a huge, angry, threatening racket. The hawk seemed unperturbed. I wondered if it had an escape plan. More rain predicted for the coming days. There's already been enough, according to me. This is my birth month. I've never liked it. When I first drove solo on my 16th birthday, I got stuck in a snowdrift. I think of 25 degrees below zero. I think of all colors surrendering to gray. All right, not all Januaries have defeated me. Some Januaries, I have seen fields populated with gleaning sandhill cranes and thousands of migrating snow geese in orange dusk descending in wave after wave to the marsh where they will spend the night. And today I listen to a hawk pleading for something or other as I step carefully through dark puddles as day begins to end. All right, that's enough of that on this beautiful spring day in March. Thanks for listening, and adios until next time.